It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy, live from my basement. I never thought I'd be saying it quite like that, but I'm pretty excited about it. I'm in my sweatpants right now. Probably more information than my friend Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, needed to know. I don't think Mark wears sweatpants. You're a jeans guy all the time, Mark. You're always ready for action. I know that.
Well, first off, the fact that you've got pants on, I think, is good news to all of us. Right? So that I think, takes care of that the concern we all had. No, listen, man, when I'm around the house, most of the time when you call me, I'm probably lounging around a pair of sweatpants. But, the jeans are always handy to get out and take care of whatever job I got to do.
Hey, and you know what? Sadly, the debate as to whether to wear pants or not was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So it's a weird thing, man, doing the show from your basement. Mark, it's a crazy time, man, in this world. You and I have talked a lot about the transfer portal on this show. We've talked a lot about the big picture stuff surrounding college football. Is today more or less kind of like a sigh of relief, though, for the Buffs? I mean, the Buffs, the Rams, and the Bears, a lot of the teams that we cover are all experiencing gigantic numbers as far as players transferring out. Is this kind of day like, whew, okay, we're getting some guys in? That's a sigh of relief.
Well, do you know what it is? In fact, I was did a speaking event on Monday and had some Buffs fans come up to me, and they had firmly hit the panic button. And I said, would you just relax a little bit, okay? This is a new world for all of us. And so what today is showing that when you're, when we're seeing the names jump into the portal, immediately there's panic going on. And you don't know about what's going on behind the scenes and who's going to be signed and who's not going to be signed. And so what it does, it teaches, I think, fans a little bit of, hey, would you just relax and wait until this thing all settles and it will know exactly if this is going to be, is it a program that's in the red or in the black? And I think when you look at what Colorado has done, I looked at all the guys that transferred, and I don't mean to talk poorly about anybody, but I looked at that list and I said, okay, there's probably four, maybe five impact guys that decided to leave. And when it's all said and done, the replacements are in the same category as the guys left, in large part. I think there are a lot of the guys that were outside of the impact guys that left. I think there were some upgrades that were done, and so if you're looking at the people who rank these kind of things, they said the Colorado did very, very well. They've got a top, maybe 30 class in the country coming in here. And so I think it's a good lesson for everybody. Just sit back and relax a little bit. Just because when this thing is opened up and these players have seen, I do livestock quite a bit. When you open the gate, all of a sudden the livestock look over and go, hey, we need to get out of here, right? That's kind of what just happened. The portal hit, and all these players are like, ooh, I get a chance to go and maybe test the water someplace else. And so it was exciting. This will settle down as we kind of work our way through the next few seasons here. But ultimately, I think from Colorado's perspective, they ended up in the black of this, and it might be better now than they were prior to all these players leaving.
We're talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Talk to us about, obviously, the first thing we always look at is the quarterback position, and that quarterback spot wasn't perfect last year. Certainly some improvement there, but they did feel that we got some depth coming in, and that was sorely needed for CU with the injuries that they dealt with and whatnot. So this was a big one. Talk to us about that quarterback room and the way it kind of looks now.
Well, I think what it's going to be is a lot of competition. I mean, Brandon Lewis, obviously, is the the guy that was a starter a year ago, and so he's the incumbent, if you will. But J.T. Shrout now, Carl just said during his press conference, I'm at the Champions Center right now, said that they expect J.T. Shrout to be full go by the time spring ball gets around, and so he's going to jump in there. You got Maddox Kopp, who's a transfer from Houston that comes in. You've got some other young guys that are going to be bringing in, from a recruiting standpoint, and so all of a sudden that becomes an area where you were down to the nub, if you will, this past year because of injuries and attrition and all that. All of a sudden it becomes a very deep position. And so I'm going to be really fascinated, I think, to watch, that competition once spring ball gets underway, and especially once we get to the fall.
So what else stood out to you, Mark, as far as players? Now, you know this so much better than I do because you get the breath of this football team, looking at everything, the ins and outs. But what else stood out to you as far as players that you say, man, that guy's a football player. That guy's going to make an immediate impact.
Well, I just did some interviews with new offensive coaches that are all the coaches that came in here. We were laughing about, trying to name specific guys. They're like, please don't ask me all the names. I said, I'm not going to. Just because, I can't go and give you all names right now. I'll tell you this. They got an offensive lineman from Alabama who started some games for them at Alabama. He looks to be an impact guy. They brought in a couple of veteran offensive line guys. I think the Snead kid, the wide receiver from Baylor, who was a top-level receiver in Baylor, is going to come in and be an impact guy right away. They picked up an FCS All-American running back. He was, what, number two or three, I think, in the country in rushing this past year. I think he looks to be, Ramon Jefferson, I think is his name, he looks to be a guy that can come in and be an impact guy right away. And so, you know, that's what we're dealing with the transfer portal thing. It's kind of free agency for college football. And just like here in a few weeks, you know, we'll start talking about that from a football standpoint in the NFL, and everyone gets sad about the free agency side. It's kind of that way in college now. That you look at a guy and say, okay, he did this at this level or that program. And so I think, you know, as they look at this thing, they did very well from a transfer portal standpoint. They've got a kid named, his last name's Maines, who is an FCS guy who comes in as a defensive end, and it looks to be real exciting. And so, you know, the proof will be in the pudding when they get on the field. But at least from a perception standpoint, I think you feel real good that they've upgraded at a number of positions. Now, did they equal, you know, was there one for every one of the impact guys they lost? Well, maybe not. But I think there were plenty of those guys they kind of covered with what appeared to be equal talents. And then they upgraded with some of the other guys that might not have been considered impact guys that decided to leave. And so that's why I think everyone's feeling pretty good about Colorado tonight.
Well, and what was kind of the theme of this? Because, you know, again, addressing needs, you see certain positions. I mentioned the quarterback side of it, but I'm always curious, you know, where did you see a heavy, emphasis on the defensive side of the ball, on the offensive side of the ball in those positions? You know, when you look at some of those key positions that the Buffs certainly needed to fill and get better in on the offensive side, what was kind of the theme for this year's signing day for the Buffs?
Well, I'm not sure if there's actually a theme you can land, because when you're a 4-win football team, listen, you need help everywhere. And so it's not like they had one area of liability last year. There were plenty of areas you could kind of point to. And so I think they went out and filled needs. All those guys just talked about depth at quarterback. Obviously, that's good to have competition there. They found some offensive linemen that look like they could fit and maybe be starters right now. They picked up a defensive lineman or two and they can add them right there. They picked up a junior college safety that looks like he might be able to come in and play right away. And they're looking for some corner help. And so I think they kind of covered the gamut of this football team because they had to. This wasn't a team that was, you know, maybe say just on the verge of greatness. It was one that Carl Durrell's building, for goodness sakes, after, you know, so many years of this thing being down. And so I think he covered all aspects of the football team and just continues to try and build depth and numbers, I think, quality numbers in all the different areas of this football team. And I think that's the way, you know, that's the way you can change football programs right now because of the transfer portal that you couldn't do before. Before, when you brought in a transfer, unless they're a grad transfer, they're going to have to sit, right? And now you've got the opportunity to have guys that can come in and make an immediate impact because of, you know, that one-time transfer exception, because they don't have to sit out right now. And so that's why I think this is kind of exciting. And I think it really kind of piques everybody's interest.
Talking to Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, on the basketball side of things, you guys get back at it tomorrow against Oregon. I know the Buffs are just ready to turn the page after that rough game against Washington State, where they put up 43 points. I know they're desperate to get the bad taste out of their mouth from that one.
Oh, yeah, that was as bad a game as I remember calling. And you saw, you know, I've said it many times in your show, Brady, that this team was going to win a game or two. We're kind of raising an eyebrow. Maybe they did that last Tuesday with the victory at Oregon. And then the one on Sunday was one on the other side of that where you're scratching your head trying to figure things out. But listen, it's not going to be easy. I mean, you've got, you know, Tristan Da Silva is coming off COVID protocols. I think he's going to be available. And by the way, the two games didn't play well on that road trip. They didn't have him out there against Washington State. And so I think you can tell how valuable he is. Now, we find out with Tad Boyle's not going to be there on Thursday night either because he is in COVID protocols right now. And then Elijah Partey's situation is kind of tenuous at this point in time. And so, you know, they go against a very good basketball team they just beat last Tuesday, a team, by the way, that's never won here in Boulder. And they're certainly going to be motivated with that being on the table and the fact they just got beat by Colorado. And then you're down to your head coach and, you know, potentially a couple of guys. We'll see what the pans out here in the next day or so. But, yeah, that's going to be an interesting game on Thursday.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, for the longest time, it was so strange if a head coach ever missed a game, had to be something pretty severe. Now, we see it all the time now at every level, at the college and the pro level.
It's crazy. And the thing about it is, I talked to Chad here a couple days, he feels perfectly fine. I mean, he's, you know, other than maybe just a couple of sniffles, he feels perfectly fine. But because on Monday he did test positive, and so They determined, you know, they look at, you know, people much smarter than you and I are. You know, that are not sitting in their own basement broadcast. You know, they look at this stuff and determine when does the clock start, and then when does it end? When's the quarantine period end? And, you know, the test coming back positive or negative and all that kind of stuff. But it was determined he's not going to be back by Thursday. So, yeah, it's an amazing deal. But again, he feels perfectly fine. Last time I talked to him, and so we hope he's certainly back on, you know, on Saturday for the game against Oregon State.
Yeah, we'll keep our eyes peeled, Mark, as we try to do. And I think the professionalism has just went up from me saying, hey, I'm doing the show from my basement. I think people will finally start to take the show a little more seriously.
Well, there's no doubt. Well, you know, I did that for years, right? I mean, I had my little broadcast unit set up. And so, you know, the fact that you're there, and it's, remember, it's all theater of the mind. So even if you're wearing pants, you can tell us you are. And we all have to believe it. It's whatever you say becomes reality now. So you can talk about being your palatial estate you know, you're sitting there with, you know, someone's waving a palm leaf over your head and giving a mint julep for all we know.
All of those things are now on the list. They're on the new basement list, so I'm writing those down. Mark, appreciate you, man. You be careful out there. And you know, I know you get a lot of snow. How much snow did you get where you live?
I think we got just over, I don't know, close to a foot and a half, I guess.
Okay.
And, yes, we got a pretty good bit last night and got up and pulled the plow out this morning and was able to work my way downhill. But I don't listen, hey, I don't need to tell you this. Everyone knows how much we need all this. So, listen, no one's complaining about all the snow that's coming out right now.
Yeah, especially after that month of December, it felt like it was summertime. So I think we're okay
exactly
with it. Mark, appreciate you, man. We'll look out for your call tomorrow night.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Michael, we need to take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hear Bears basketball on the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.